A study by a Charles University research team suggests that over three quarters of Czech university students have at some point been the victims of sexual harassment. Unlike most academic institutions in Western Europe and the United States, Czech universities do not have explicitly stated anti-sexual harassment policies, and the issue is largely neglected. The research team is now sending guidelines to universities across the Czech Republic on how to combat the problem. Sarah Borovka spoke to one of the authors of the report, Professor Petr Pavlík.
The main findings are that about 78% of students in our sample, which was not representative, I have to stress that, but it was in some ways representative, so we can say that if we extrapolate it to the whole student population, we can say that about 78% of them encountered behavior which would be defined by the scientific definitions and by the legal definitions as sexual harassment. But only 3% of students, of our respondents, reflect on this and feel that they themselves were exposed to sexual harassment.
There is a drastic gap between those who are harassed and those who actually realize, oh, I'm being harassed. How do you explain that?
I think part of it is education. People don't know what sexual harassment is. They consider a lot of behavior, you know, as unpleasant, but they don't necessarily know that, you know, it's also unprofessional and, you know, it's actually illegal according to Czech laws. That might be one part. Another part can be that people just don't like to feel like victims. So there are different ways you can explain this. But I would think that the most probable reason would be that people just don't know enough about sexual harassment.
Is there very subtle forms that maybe students might not notice? This is sexual harassment, but it is, and it exerts pressure on them?
Usually people, when they, in the layman terms, you know, what they usually consider to be sexual harassment is so-called sexual harassment tit pro quo, which is sexual harassment when the teacher or somebody who is in the position of power tries to get sexual favors in exchange for some favors, or he threatens by taking some actions which would adversely affect your study career. That's what people typically consider to be sexual harassment. But there are other forms of sexual harassment when somebody, you know, tries to have a romantic relationship or sexual relationship with somebody. Somebody would touch you, etc. There is nothing in exchange necessarily, but it may be unpleasant. It may affect your study career. It may affect how you feel about the teaching, etc.
And what do you think is necessary to remedy that situation? And do you think universities will be taking steps in that direction?
I would hope they would be taking steps, and I would hope they would try to be like the prestigious universities in the West Europe and in the States, where every prestigious university has got, you know, statement against sexual harassment. They have policies, you know, they have institutional arrangements. There are ways you can, you know, put in a complaint, etc. Nothing like that exists on the Czech universities.
And Sarah Borovka was speaking to Professor Petr Pavlík of Charles University.